Today is Thursday, the day we read from some of your letters, which start this week with a complaint about truth in labeling.
Rodney Remington of Farmington Hills, Michigan, writes about our report on the Bush administration's release of thousands of pages of documents concerning its energy plan. Why did you label the organization Judicial Watch as conservative, which it is, while failing to label the National Resources Defense Council as liberal, which it is? This kind of blatant media bias is a textbook example of how liberal groups or individuals are rarely labeled as such in the mainstream press, while conservative groups are frequently identified as conservative, thus somehow mitigating their point of view as tainted.
Arthur Sabenko wrote in praise of Robert Siegel's report on how the Immigration Service approved student visas for two of the terrorists involved in the September 11th attacks. As an author and editor of works on immigration law, he says, I feel compelled to compliment you on your report, INS Paper Trail. When it would be so easy to engage in INS bashing, the facts were presented in a clear and non-judgmental way. I was also impressed with your correct use of INS's arcane terminology, unlike some in the media.
More praise from Trey Summer of Lexington, Kentucky, on a very different story. She writes, I want to extend my heartfelt gratitude to Leanne Hansen for her report on Father Jim Kelly. As a Roman Catholic, I have been fortunate to know many caring and dedicated priests in my lifetime. The recent, seemingly unending stream of sex scandals involving priests has been demoralizing, both for the people of the Catholic faith and for the many, many priests of good repute. Thank you for highlighting on your program the kind of priest most Catholics know and love.
Laura Bjorklund of Salem, Massachusetts, faults us for what we didn't say in our report about efforts to protect endangered sea turtles. I've noticed over the years, she writes, that you warn people if an upcoming report is especially gruesome or sexual. So, why no warning before broadcasting a man boasting about chopping off a sea turtle's flipper and drinking its blood? It was one of the most repulsive things I've heard on your fine program. I am definitely not a squeamish individual, but I came quite close to heaving when I heard that.
And we may have caused stomach problems for another listener with our report on new research about why eggs will stand on end when they're spun. Herman Lamb tried the experiment at home. Upon hearing the egg mystery story, I was anxious to demonstrate the mystery in front of my wife. I boiled 4 eggs for 5 minutes to make sure they're all cooked and performed the experiment on our glass dinner table. Not only did the eggs not stand up, they just kept spinning and spinning until they came to rest. We ended up eating all the eggs. Perhaps they're spinning upright in our stomachs.
If you've got a comment on anything you hear on the program, our email address is atc@npr.org. And please remember to tell us where you live and give us a little hint about how to say your name.